This is Managing Mayhem,
brought to you by two lawyers and a layman.
Because good intentions are not a legal defense.
Wait, I'm sorry, they're not? Okay, well, let's get going then.
Hi, and welcome to Managing Mayhem. I'm Jeff, joined by Patty and Jack. What are we talking about?
We're talking about the four-day work week, which I think sounds great, but also I've never had a five-day work week.
Either, have you had so a three-day really work week?
I've had like a one-day day off, 2 days day off.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean? Sometimes on a Saturday, it'll be like overnight or sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's not always the same.
I do think this is something that is being checked out by some large companies. It's definitely trending in the UK. Not completely caught on in the United States, but I think it's something that we need to look at.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Do you think there's a reason why we always have had 5 days? Have we always had 5 day work weeks?
Well, I think at the beginning of time, it was a 7 day work week.
Yeah. It was the constant
just to survive.
Hunt. Yeah.
But I think the 5 day work week, it's been around since about the 19th century, approximately.
Yeah, just grab that out of there. You only know things by century. Era.
But you have to think, once we started like the Industrial Revolution and people are working in factories.
Yeah.
I don't think it started as 5 days. I mean, we didn't have as many labor laws back then, but...
No, and I think when the Fair Labor Standards Act, which is a big federal wage law, came out, and I think that was in like 1929, 27, somewhere in the 20s, that's when they said, hey, wait, it's a 5 day, and then you pay overtime after that.
Yeah, okay. It's 5 days, and you can't be working if you're 6 years old in the factory.
Exactly. Right. They added that.
Things changed.
Yeah, it was two big changes.
Two big changes. What would the 4 day work week? Oh God!
Oh, work it's a week. Twister.
What would the 4 day work week even look like, though, in reality?
Okay, there's several different options. The first one is that they get their weekly pay that they're getting right now for the 5 days, but they're only going to work 4 days.
Okay,
so that's a perk for an employee, right? They get their whole pay, but they're working less. They get a day off.
Okay. Right. What are the other ones?
Very European. No.
Extremely European.
The other one is wine and naps. The other one is compressing the work week, where you have them work the same amount of hours, but it's compressed. So instead of 8 hour days, they're working 10 or 12 hour shifts.
Okay.
Same amount of hours,
just one day less.
But exactly, in a 4 day period. And then the last one is that you do that 4 day work week, but they're only paid for 4 days. So, your pay is going to get cut by a fifth for the week. So those are the options.
Three options. Okay. And why are people arguing for a 4 day work week now?
Well, I think people love time off. And I say that kind of laughing, but it's true.
A 3 day weekend changes everything.
Right.
All of a sudden you can do something.
Yeah.
You go somewhere.
Right. And so I think that's part of it. I also think that with modern technology, it's sped up so quickly and we work a lot more allegedly efficiently. The argument is, do we really need to be working 5 day work weeks? That is something that might be kind of archaic.
Yeah, it's true. It's like you wonder how much more we get done because of the way we work now, and we just kept the model of the 5 days because that's just kind of standard business practice.
What we've done forever.
Right.
But the reality is there are studies that actually show that American workers are significantly more productive, and they've steadily become more productive over the last 50 years. And so we're producing more and we're more productive in the time that we're actually working, but our pay rate isn't also matching that productivity.
So the way that's growing, it could actually be that people are being more productive and getting paid less than they should for the amount of work getting done.
Exactly.
Just on the ratio of growth.
Right.
And you're burning out your workers by having your productivity increases be on the backs of workers who are fried because they're working too hard.
Right. It goes to the whole quiet quitting trend of like people are just getting burned out. They're putting in
Right, so way more time or producing way more. Yeah. And then it's like... Right.
Wearing more hats than they should be.
Right. Right.
But let me just speak to back in the 80s, we would mail a letter and wait for it to come back, not send out 500 emails over a 2-day period. You know what I mean?
And that's so three work days just for that one letter.
Exactly.
Yeah, you just it's just slower
so
time.
Different. Yeah.
I'm going to just start mailing letters now. I think that'll be my practice, you know. No more emails.
Just letters.
I'll print it out.
And you will work a 7-day work week.
And I will work a 7-day work week and I will have zero clients. That's a
gorgeous business model.
It is fantastic.
Fantastic. Your penmanship will be amazing.
It'll be in cursive. You won't be able to read it.
Amazing.
He's going to have that wax with wax.
Yeah, yes, everything it'll sealed be wax with sealed. Wax.
Yes.
Quill absolutely. Pen. Dipped ink. Welcome to Hogwarts.
Oh, a letter.
Okay, so what would the advantages of a 4-day work week? Why can't I say 4-day work week?
Oh my gosh.
I can't say it. I can't. Well, what are the advantages of a 4-day work week?
Okay, well, first of all, one clear one is reduced costs. For an employer, that would be you save on utilities and other operational costs because you're shutting down, if you are shutting down, if your business allows it, one day of the week. So that's been proven because you're not turning on the lights, turning on the electricity. Mm-hmm. For an employee, losing that one day of work saves you a lot on commute expenses, childcare, eating out. Coffees,
pop
although
into Starbucks.
I would argue you're going to go to Starbucks when you're off that day anyway. Right.
Then it's just a little treat.
When you're doing your own child care, you're like, I need a Starbucks.
There are also a lot of surveys that show that it would make employees happier because they have more time to do things that they love, better work-life balance. And for an employer, anytime you have happier employees who have better work-life balance, engagement studies show that you have greater retention of those employees. And if you have greater retention, if they're not quitting you, then you have more productivity. So it's kind of, you know, all in a, you know,
those
formula.
Are huge.
Right.
Right.
Right. And aside from retention, I mean, and you said retention leads to productivity because they're working, but also when they're happy and they're working, you know, they're going to produce
workers.
Better.
When you're happy and you know it, clap your hand. Okay, yeah, sorry.
Send help.
Oh, gosh.
I want out.
Another consideration is that you do have fewer employee health issues. We've seen so many people with having more and more kind of mental health issues or problems due to burnout, due to be overworked, they're not with their loved ones, their cats and dogs. But it's so true. I mean, we've seen, especially in the pandemic, and people in healthcare, for example, I mean, they are so fried.
Right.
And I think...
You're run down.
They're run down, right? I mean, then people get sick and...
Okay, so it's a day, extra day to recharge your workforce.
Right.
You know, to say, here's just another day to refocus so you can get back to the 4 days and be really productive.
Right.
So they are claiming that, you know, it will increase productivity. And I think there's still a lot to be seen in that. But, you know, again, they're saying, well, if you're burned out and you're coming to work 5 days a week, you get distracted. You can't sustain it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these long hours, 5 days a week. And so your productivity starts slipping. And by Friday, everyone's kind of checked out emotionally anyway. I mean, I noticed that I get a lot less calls Friday afternoon. People, you know, I mean, they're fried. They're leaving because
it's just the amount of time, like the amount of even downtime wears you out. If you're not super busy at work and you just have like mindless time, like things just drag on. It's harder to be present.
Yeah, let's be real. I mean, most people say that they could compress their job, an 8-hour job, into 5 hours. It's just like when you're in high school, you could compress it to 2 hours of online. I think so.
And I think that's why there's been such great appeal for people to going to remote work or a hybrid schedule, because when they're home, you know, what they're in the office takes 8 hours, they can do it in half the time, you know, because they're not distracted. They're not, you know, with everyone talking around the water cooler.
Yeah, you're working on your own terms.
Yeah, right. You're not in meetings that are pointless. You're actually able to get your work done and have some focused time.
The other thing I've seen is an advantage. And again, I'm not advocating for it. I'm just looking at the pros and cons.
I am. No,
and that is for recruitment and retention.
Right.
63% of companies said that they're actually, it's easier to attract people if you offer that 4-day work week. Not all of them can do it, but it's a rare offering still in the United States, but it is a great benefit. And if you are a company that can't compete with really large companies, that might be something that you want to look at as a recruitment tool to say, we may be small, but we only work 4-day work weeks.
That's huge.
Even some companies do it seasonally. They'll say in the summer, we got summer hours. In the summer, Fridays are off. And
summer hours in the summer. Wow, that's interesting.
That's cool.
Not the winter.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be year round. And companies are finding that when they're testing it in those summer hours, you know, you do get retention, and it is a perk.
Right.
Well, and then even then, if you just do it part of the time, it's like, great. People, your employees have those summer months to look forward to, where they'll have just a little bit of a what feels like a lighter schedule, even though they'll probably be, if not more productive, and maybe even more productive than they were before.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So have companies tried this? And if they have, what do they see as a trend?
Well, so Microsoft's Japan office, they did try this, and they tried it for the month of August, and they saw a 40% increase in productivity, which I think is
huge. That's
crazy.
And they actually way more than I thought it would be.
Right. And they actually tried the one where they were actually paying them their full salary. And so there was an incentive, I think, for those employees to be like, wow, thank you. We're going to be really focused. But those numbers were through the roof.
Right. Well, and they even said that employees took 25% less time off during that trial. And electricity was down 23% in the office with that additional day off per week. So, you know, saving on those utility bills.
Wait, that's actually really crazy. That kind of seems like a glowing review for a 4-day work week.
Right. Do you like the environment?
Yeah, seriously.
The other thing I thought was interesting that they did is that they said, because we're working this shortened work week, we're going to only allow 30 minutes max for a meeting. They felt their meetings were just dragging on. And they also only allowed, I think it was up to 5 people at the meeting. So you had to choose someone from your team rather than have everyone show up, sit there for an hour and a half. So, you know, those are layered on things that may have increased productivity related to the 4-day work week, but I still think it's interesting.
So. Yeah, that is interesting. Very cool.
Another
Microsoft Japan.
Who knows?
Seriously, cool.
Now coming out of New Zealand, and it's...
Everyone else is trying this more than we are.
I think people are trying it. I mean, I think there are companies in the United States, but these are larger companies, even though they're international, that have done it. But this company in New Zealand, they ran a trial run and found that 78% of their employees said that they were more effectively balancing work and home. Work-life balance.
And they did ask them before, and they about 58% thought they were, but 78% is a big jump. So
huge.
I thought that was interesting. You know, what cracks me up, though, is that they drill down some of these studies on like, wow, we saved a lot of more paper. And I know that
these
sounds
people
silly.
People are pushing for a 4-day work week.
Right. But what I'm seeing, though, is employers are like, wow, we're saving a lot of money on electricity.
Yeah.
We're saving it on supplies. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that was interesting. Another company just in 2022, Kickstarter, they became another company, and they, again, kept the salaries the same. And they saw huge growth in productivity as well. So,
well, I think that the mental and physical health of the employees has increased. That was a big thing that was kind of common across the board.
Okay.
On some of the pilot programs that I was reviewing, you have, you know, basically 2/3 of employees saying they're less burned out. They're exercising more. It cracks me up, though. I exercise an average of 24 minutes more a week. I mean, that's like, how do you measure that? That not 22 minutes.
Well, I mean, everyone has like a Fitbit now.
Yeah.
Everyone knows. By everyone has a Fitbit, I mean, I just
everyone
got a
knows
Fitbit.
That I've only but, done 800 steps today.
But you can get
here.
Specific as hell. I got a Fitbit and Jeff asked how many steps I had done today. And I had only done like 48 And it was real. And I was like, oh, that's got to be normal. And Jeff was like,
get, go, move. Go.
You're going to die. Right,
right. The point is they are saying that they're sleeping better. They're exercising. They have fewer conflicts with family. And I thought what was interesting is vast majority of the people that did these trial pilot programs said that they now would have to be paid much more to switch to a job with a traditional 5-day schedule.
Well, right.
The other thing I was going to mention is that a lot of them said that people are taking less sick days.
Yeah.
And everyone knows that when people take sick days, they're not always necessarily sick.
Yeah.
They just don't want to come to work, right? They don't want to be there. And so you could see that. I mean, that's
right.
So all of this kind of sounds like there's a ton of evidence that this could be a really beneficial thing for a business. So are there downsides? What are the downsides of doing it?
Well, I think, and Patty mentioned this earlier, that there are certain industries, certain companies that just cannot do it. It doesn't fit their business model. If you're manufacturing and you need to continue production, more blue collar jobs, you're probably not going to be able to do it.
And also, if we're having tough enough time staffing jobs that are open 24/7, and then if they're working 4 days, it could be tricky, versus staffing.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes even when we talk about like the compressed schedule of you're working now 10 hours a day or 12 hours a day, that can actually cause more stress, and that's a lot
to 10. I feel like that doesn't feel sustainable to have everyone work 10 to 12 hours and get a day. I don't know. That just seems really, that's a long
time. I think it's brutal. I think it's, I mean, if you imagine you're gone from 7 in the morning to 7 at night or 8 in the morning to 8 at night.
4 days a week.
Plus, you're not going to see your kids, your dog, your cat.
Plus commuting. I mean,
9 to 9. Like, that's long. Right. We'll have 12-hour shoot days pretty often. And you feel those. You know, that was a long day.
Right.
You know, I think that the pilot programs I've seen are ones that are not making them work those long shifts. Yeah, they're making them just cut it off and work 8 hours, 4 days a week. I think once you go to that 10 to 12, which a lot of U.S. companies are considering, you're going to fry people. I mean,
plus certain states have daily overtime. And so if you hit over 8 hours a day, you can be paying overtime every day versus, so you may, in the state you're located, you may not be able to do it.
They also have meal and breast break law, they have lactation laws, but this is different. The meal and breast break laws.
Just going to leave that
breast
one.
Break, let's move on.
They also have meal and rest break laws in a lot of states that after certain hours, you have to give extra meal periods. So the person may have to take time off even within that. So I think other concerns is that you may have to eliminate holiday time off. So if you're working Tuesday to Friday and all the holidays fall on a Monday, you may not get holiday time off.
I
think another big concern for employees is that, sure, my employer is going to do it and move to 4 days, but they're going to pay me for only 4 days. And I can't afford that. I'm already struggling to pay my bills. Right. And
People are just moving to part-time scheduling.
Right. And they don't want that. Right. And they may have to get another gig.
Right.
Yeah, that's not good. Because then you're just you're doubling up.
Right.
Right. And if you're the employer and you're paying the same amount of money for 4 days work, it could be expensive for you. And, you know, if they're doing the same productivity as they are right now, then you're just losing money.
Right.
You're banking on the 4 days increased productivity. So if you're going to run out a trial program, you really need to be watching the productivity and seeing if it's increasing or not. And if it's not, then some employers, worth it financially.
Right.
Some employers have said, okay, well, wait, so if we work Monday to Thursday, Thursday's going to become the new Friday. And so by Thursday afternoon, are they going to be ready to head out? I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know. I think by taking the middle day out of the week, by taking Wednesday as like the mark for the middle, it does help. It's like you're already halfway. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's one day less.
Well, the other thing,
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing to think about is like, are you closing the whole office on Fridays when every other company in your industry, your competitors, are open Friday? Or are you staggering when people have their days off?
Oh,
like that, saying, hey, okay, I don't know.
I'm suggesting Wednesday. Right.
Patty has hers off Thursday. I don't know. I mean, these are all things to consider if you're going to do it.
But I'm suggesting that we just remove the day Wednesday from the calendar.
From the calendar.
Yeah. Everyone just black it out right now.
It doesn't exist.
No longer.
That's what this is all about.
When I worked part-time as a lawyer, I remember going in, and because I was only working, two or three days a week, I was really like focused, like I've got to get my work done. And someone actually came into me who worked full-time and said, hey, you got to slow the buggy down. That's not how we roll here. This is a full-time government job for the rest of us. And I thought,
in the government.
Yeah, like, wow, slower. That's so inefficient.
Yeah, I can say that. So I work for the government. I have all the time. The speedy wheels of justice cranking away.
It's awesome that they're like, you work for the government. The government works slow, baby. We don't have any urgency.
You drop what you're doing at 5 o'clock and you go home.
So the sloth at the DMV on the cartoons is actually, is that real?
It must
be. It is real.
Otherwise, we would
all relate to that. I can say this as a former government employee for a number of years. So.
Yeah.
So
I can't, but I can imagine.
This is a rare benefit in the United States. Europe typically has much more aggressive leaves for employees and time off.
Right.
And so we're going to see it in other countries before we see it in the United States. But I have seen a few states, like Maryland is one, that the state lawmakers have put forward a bill that would incentivize companies to actually move to a four-day work week, offering tax breaks for organizations, which I think is interesting because I'm thinking, well, then that would cut down on costs for them running transit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Right. It's kind of interesting. They just want to kind of gather data there to see if it would be beneficial for their state. Mm. So I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, easing up the wear and tear of just commuting publicly.
No, that's,
it is wear and tear.
And they have to staff people.
Literally wear and tear. Someone who is driving around Las Cruces with snow tires on for the last couple weeks. It's wear
roads,
and tear.
Yeah,
I think a lot of governments got used to actually remote work, and they realized how they didn't have to staff people as much to maintain and service the infrastructure. And so I think they are trying to now control their budgets in that regard. And so I think it's interesting to keep an eye on that.
That whole incentivizing thing is really interesting. I never would have thought that of that at all.
Move to Maryland.
Yeah, apparently we need to move to Maryland, or we need to move to Europe or New Zealand.
Maybe Canada's got to be close.
I don't know.
Not physically close. I know they are, but close in the process.
Canada has been.
It seems kind of right up their alley. 4 day work week. But the other thing you can do if you don't want to drop a full day, you could look into reducing your hours from 8 hours to 6 hours a day, something along those lines. Like you come in a little bit later,
right?
Harvard, a little bit earlier.
Harvard Business Review did a study on that, decreasing that, Jeff, from the 8 to the 6, and they surveyed 3,000 employees, and they found that more than half said we could do their jobs in 5 hours. But what I'm going to say to that is, employers are going to be then. You're going to be disciplined for not working.
Why aren't you working
more. The rest of the time? Or we can give you more work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we're actually paying you for 8. So that to me, be very careful what you wish for if you're an employee.
This is where, though,
truly,
you think about it. I mean, is there like, there's a point, obviously, of diminishing returns when you're putting the hammer down on your employees to push that hard, right? Is that sustainable?
Right.
Does that make sense? Like if they're being
You can only
super productive for 5 hours in an 8 hour period.
Right.
If you try and max them out at 8 hours, I think
they're going to burn out too.
Employees would have said, not that we could do our job in 5 hours, just saying we're super productive for 5 hours and then it trickles off. Like Jack, when you were saying you're on set for 12 hours, there is a point where people start having an out of body experience. You know what
it's
I
a
mean?
Long time. Right.
Yeah, right.
Long
Mine time. Happens at about like 10 3 in the morning.
Right? Yeah, I was like 2 hours in.
Oh,
I'm overstimulated.
Well, I think this is something that we need to, keep an eye on and keep periodically checking the pulse of the 4 day work week.
Yeah, and if your company has done it, or if you've seen a company do it, or you're interested, I don't know, let us know, because we're curious if any of our companies or clients have done it.
I think it sounds like, honestly, it sounds like a pretty good option. Like, right. I really, like, I think it sounds like it could be beneficial in multiple ways from just based off of what you guys have been saying.
I think if your company can handle it, I think it would be worth a test run, even in the summer.
I like the test run for, like, they just did it a month in August. Why not? You know, why not? It's a month. You know,
right. And it's good to analyze not just the work week, but as they did in Japan, the meetings. You know, there's so many things that you can look at. Are they draining productivity? But,
right.
Yeah.
You know,
start with 1 month. Enough.
1 month.
Thanks.
Well, thank you guys for joining us today. And
I have tomorrow. Wait,
last question. Last question. Rapid fire. Would you take Monday or Friday off if you could choose? Go, Jack.
Monday.
Friday.
Monday. I'd take Monday off.
Okay.
Huh, interesting. Sure. Okay.
Because Friday is a great day, anyways. Why would you lose it?
It's a fantastic day. It's like that's when also stuff's happening. It's
but
like,
I want to get those holidays. There's a lot of holidays on Mondays that I don't want
to
lose.
So you can get a lot of 4 day.
That's true.
Well, I hope you guys have a great week and that it's short and 4 days.
All right. So. All right. Have a great week.
Talk to you later.
Managing Mayhem is presented by Management Northwest and Management Southwest and cannot be copied or rebroadcast without prior written consent. By listening to this podcast, you understand that we, or at least two of us, are lawyers, but we are not your lawyers. Therefore, nothing we say on the podcast should be taken as legal advice or considered to create an attorney-client relationship. It is solely meant for your educational and informational purposes. The podcast should not be used as a substitute for legal advice from an attorney licensed in your state. Please be aware that listening to lawyers can cause side effects such as migraines, self-doubt, and also may cure insomnia. But you know what? Trust your own judgment or you're not your mom.